Hey everybody, Shkech to everybody for coming. I see a lot of new faces, which is really exciting. And try to stay over a tremendous Yisod for life. For all of us. So Rav Chanan Wasserman asks a question that we know that the Sarah Shalisha that fights with Yaakov Avinu represents the Yetzer Hara. And the question is, we know that there are three Avos. We have Avraham Avinu, we have Yitzchak, and we have Yaakov. So why did the Yetzer Hara decide to start up with Yaakov out of all of them? On the contrary, right? We know that when you ruin the foundation, you have much more success in winning. So he should have gone after Avraham Avinu, but instead he decided to go after Esav, after Yaakov. The Yerushalmi in Chagiga tells us that Viter Kadosh Baruch Hu al Avodah Zarah Gilurayas Shuchas Damim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of overlook the big three, the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah Gilurayas Shuchas Damim. However, al oven bitul Torah, on the oven bitul Torah, cannot be mevater. That's why it says al ozman is terasi. So what do we see from here? That there's something worse about the isser of bitul Torah than any other avera. That being said, this certainly resonates with the Gemara in Kedusha, barasi yitzhara, barasi Torah tavlin. What do we see from here? The yitzhara is part of life. He's here. He's after us. So if Rosh Hashanah and Vakash Amisu wants to kill us, there's only one way. There's only one way to combat the Yetzer Hara, Torah Tavlin. There's no other anecdote. And the Chofetz Chaim said the following. He said that the Yetzer Hara does not mind if people daven all day. The Yetzer Hara does not mind if people do Chesed all day. Why? Because that's not the Tavlin. That's not the antidote against the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, the only thing the Yetzer Hara really is concerned about, it can really destroy the Yetzer Hara, is Torah. And that's why the Gemara tells us, Baras Yetzer Hara, Baras Torah Tavlin. We can't fight the Yetzer Hara with Tefillah, we can't fight the Yetzer Hara with Chesed. It just doesn't work. Again, Chesed is important, Tefillah is important. The only way to fight the Yetzer Hara is with Limud HaTorah. And he says, Rav Chanan continues and he elaborates, and he says, that a person's fighting a war, right? Punching people, whatever it is, even if you win a battle per se, you didn't necessarily win the war. Until what time? Until you get rid of the weapons. And the weapon of the Jewish people against the Yetzer Hara is the Torah. We have no other weapons. That's the only way to do it. And that's why the Yetzer Hara only fought with Yaakov Avinu. Because that's the way to get us. Our weapon is the Torah. Yaakov is the Amud HaTorah. There's no reason to fight with Avraham Avinu. There's no reason to fight with Yitzchak. Because they didn't represent Torah. Torah is the only way to beat the Yetzer Hara. Famous story about the Chofetz Chaim, that they were building a hospital in his town, and they came to the yeshiva for donations. And the Chofetz Chaim said to the people that were collecting, we're donating 300 beds to the hospital. Wow, the yeshiva is donating 300 beds to the hospital? How could that be? Where do you have the money for that? He said, yeah, of course. When we're going ahead and we're learning, we're saving 300 people from going to the hospital. As the Gemara in Sota tells us, Torah is magni umatzli. Torah protects and saves. This is real. This is magnus real. This is the words of the Chofetz Chaim. Torah is magni umatzli, and it's emes. And he felt, and it was in his bones. He believed in it. We know that Torah, the mission we say every morning, Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. All the mitzvahs that we say, all the Beinam L'Chavero, they're huge. But in the end of the day, Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. And of course, the Gemara that many of you, I'm sure, have heard, that, right, Gedolah Talmud Torah, Yotzei Mitzvos Nefashos. Learning Torah is greater than saving life. Now, of course, obviously, the scoffers will say, what? How could it be? How could it be learning Torah is greater than saving life? So, of course, it's Pashut that if a person needs Hatzalah, if a person needs to save a life, there's no question about it, you stop learning and you go and save life. It's Pashut. But the maila is, not to get to that point, we know, of course, the raya is from Mordechai. Mordechai was in a higher stature before the Purim story, and afterwards he was in a lower stature. He was listed lower. Rotsu l'rov echov. That in terms of the value system, of course you're mechuyev to go ahead and save somebody who needs you at that moment when you're in the middle of learning. Of course you're mechuyev. But it's better not to have that, not to have it. It's better to be able to stay in learning the entire time. In the scorecard in Shemayim, a person who's sitting and learning is getting more points on his scorecard than somebody who saves a life, which is, of course, counter, contradicts our general psyche, but it's not true. in value wise, you get more value, you get more points when you're learning Torah. And it makes sense, because that fights the Yetzirah. Also, halachically speaking, in your day it says, if there is money that was set aside for Limud Torah and it's needed to save somebody's life, you can take the money from Limud Torah and use it for Tzalos Nefashos. Why? I thought the Gemara says, Gedol Talmud Torah Yetzim Tzalos Nefashos. How can you take money that's meant for Torah, which is greater, and use it for something less holy, so to speak, such as the Tzalos Nefashos? And the Marashal asks this question. He says that even so, Ve'en Kan Kushya. Nothing stands in the place of Pikuach Nefesh. Nothing stands in the place. El Dahasim Omer, the Ish Chus, the Misha Zokh Lasak Vitara. The Chus learning Torah is greater. Lo Bal Yado, Esek Chos of Fashion, Misha Bal Yado, Hatzos of Fashos. Lamaisa, when do we say Torah is better? When the opportunity and the need to save a life didn't come up. Meaning everything's equal, no Hatzos of Fashos involved. So, of course, Limud Torah, like I said just a few moments ago, is more valuable. Only when the need for Tzalos Nefashos arises, by the Kay, Tzarof Levatel Talmud Torah, Velasuk Tzalos Nefashos. If the need arises, then of course you stop learning and you have to go. So save a life. And the truth is, I think you guys will understand this, that in life, you look around, there are plenty of nice people who do a lot of chesed. And there are plenty of, you know, great people, you know, good people who daven a lot. But in the end of the day, and I think, you know, think about the people in your communities and so on. The people who are connected to the Limud Torah, it's a different life. It's a different life. Whether it's a Daf Yomi, whatever it is. Torah, this is real. Torah is Tanei Kulam. Torah is Magid Masli. Torah is greater than Atzalos Nefashos. Torah is it. It's connected to Torah. Do I understand it so much? Well, again, it's Das Hashem. It's connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah is the Chochma of Hashem. Whatever it is, it's some. I think that's the point. It's indescribable. Can we explain it scientifically? Why it is a Torah is it connected to Hashem? I don't think we can, you know, explain it. And Hagufa, maybe that's shot in the Yetzirah. Why is it so sort of abstract? How can we explain? How can you explain to somebody that if you're a Ben Torah, again another Raya, we call somebody a Ben Torah. That means he's Ben Torah. That's who he is. He's connected to Torah. We don't call him a Ben Chesed or Ben Tefillah. The whole thing is Torah. Today we had the Gemara quoted, Eitz Chaim Hilam Achazik Nivah, Kiyem Chayim, we say every night. This is our life. Chesed is huge and Tefillah is huge. But what's our life? What's our life? Our life is Torah. Maybe we should just say about that Medrash. Here's Medrash about the fisherman, right? He meets Eliyahu Novi, and Eliyahu Novi says, no, you're an ignoramus. He says, yeah, what can I do? I'm not learned. I'm not smart enough. And he asks him, no, are you a fisherman? So how are you a fisherman? And explained all the different steps and how you make a net and how you catch fish. He said, what you were created for, you don't know, but what you weren't created for, you do know? Meaning, the pshat is, he looked at being a fisherman as his livelihood. If he wasn't a successful fisherman, he didn't have food to eat. So Mela, he figured out a way to be a fisherman. He was smart enough to figure out how to be a fisherman. But Torah, which he was created for, Kiyem Chayenu, is the end of the Medrash. Kiyem Chayenu, what you're created for, you don't know how to do? Of course you know how to do it. The problem is, you don't realize it's life. And this is the secret. If a person realizes Torah is life, so then he connects to it differently. And if a person realizes the Yetzirah is starting up with everybody in the world, he doesn't stop. And the Gemara is very clear. The Gemara over there in Kedushin says an unbelievable thing, right? Torah is like a bandage, it's like a ritia, right? If you have it on, so you can do anything. You don't get messed up. You don't get bothered. If you take it off, then the Yetzirah attacks you. A person has to know life. And this is the time. That's why we have yeshiva. We have yeshiva. So these years, many of you will stay in learning for many hours a day, you know, in Klei Kodesh, v'chule. But if not, if you go out to the workforce, if a person is rooted in Torah, then Barosi Torah versus Torah Tavlin. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us the secrets. He tells us the strategy. The strategy is Barosi Yetzirah versus Torah Tavlin. I want to say over just two practical nekudas to say out. Number one, in this week's parasha, when after Yaakov Avinu fights with the Sarah Shalais of the Yetzirah, it says, your name is no longer Yaakov, ki im Yisrael. Your name is Yisrael. Why is your name Yisrael? Ki sarisim elokim. You fought for Hashem, on behalf of Hashem. You fought with the Malach. And with men, and you were successful. So I heard last week from Rion Eisenberger, Shlita, and the recording, he said, why is his name Yisrael? That means to fight. His name should have been Vetuchal, that he was successful, he won. when it comes to Ruchnias, it's not about the finish line. It's not about that he overcame the Sarashayas and the Yetzirah. It's about that he fought. Rabbi said, that's the key. It's not about how the results. The results, whether you finish Shas, you know Kedushin, you don't know Kedushin, that's good, all fine and good. What's the Iker? Kisarisa Melokim. You fought. Did you push? Did you try? Did you push the most that you can? That's Yaakov Avinu telling us. When you fight with the Yetzara, it's not about the results. It's about you continuing to push. That's number one. And number two, just another big Yisod, came from Daf Yomi today, which is a lot of Agadata. I think this is a very, very, very important lesson. Reish Lakish Amar, in Marisa Talmud, Shekosha Talmudah, perhaps quite common, learning is difficult for people. Oh, so comes along the Gemara Gvizin Eitzim. Koshel Kibaras are like iron. Bishvil Mishnos Hashenis Durolav. He doesn't have the right foundation. His foundation of learning is not organized enough. Shemar, Ruhul Ophonim, Kilkil. Maita Kante, so what should you do? How do you fix it? Yarbe Bi Yeshiva, sit and learn. And organize the Mishnah, says the Rashi. If your Mishnayos, if your foundation of learning is organized from beforehand, as it says, before Reish Lakish would go to learn Gemara, he would chaz over the Mishnayos 40 times. Why? 40 days of the Torah was given. And then he would go to learn Gemara to Yochanan. He would organize the Mishnahs 24 times. And then he would go learn Gemara. Just as a practical kind of thing, Gemara is telling us very clearly. What's the reason why Torah could be difficult? Because the foundation's not there. Right? I'm not saying you should, you know, take off for a Seder now and learn all Shas Mishnahs. I'm not saying that at all. But if a person, I think somebody told me recently, that Parsha Shmos, they're starting two Mishnahs a day. This kind of thing, that a person has to have foundational yisodos in learning. Like Mishnayos, before Shigemara. A person says it's hard for me to learn. Can you imagine if somebody would take the time, I think it's 6 years, two Mishnayos a day, if I'm not mistaken. So, if somebody would take the time doing two Mishnayos a day, right, how often does the Mishnah say Tanan? How often does Gemara say Tanan? Which means, the Gemara quotes Mishnayos left and right from all of the Shas. A person becomes well-versed in Mishnayos, so he'll have much more success in learning. So the Ikkar is a person has to know. And this is like, take this for life. You can be the greatest Baal Chesed, you can be the very into Tefillah, and that's huge and important. I'm not poo-pooing that at all. It's very, very important. But Tachlis, you won't be able to fight the Yetzer. And the Yetzer seeks you out every single day. The only way to survive as a Ben Torah is to learn Torah. Baras Yetzer, Baras Torah Tavlin. There's one antidote, the Yetzer, and that's why the Sarash Lesef only started up with Yaakov. You know, he didn't start up with Avram, he didn't start up with Yetzer. And number two, if a person wants real hatzlach and learning, the Gemara tells us the furish. The foundations have to be there. Have a great Shabbos.